County Dispatch, may I help you?
Yeah, did you get any reports of any object in the air about 15 minutes ago?
You know, somebody called in, but I really don't know what that would be.
I mean, it was very strange.
Okay.
Looked like a back end of like one of them fighter planes, you know, like a plane coming out the back.
Okay. Was it just like moving at a slow rate of speed?
It wasn't a slow rate, it was a fast rate, but it was coming down.
It was coming down?
Yeah.
Like straight down or at an angle?
Like an angle.
At an angle?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it wasn't real big in, you know, in the back.
Okay.
The plane.
We'll check with the air base in Vienna and see if they have any report of anything in the area.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. 996. 996. We have a report by CC, actually two calls in of a vehicle in the sky, unknown object above Sampson Drive. Have you noticed anything? That's affirmative, sir.
What's the location?
The area of Sampson Drive.
Also saw.
Sir, he just advised in the air, in the sky. He didn't advise direction.
998.
998, cut.
Did he give you a description of the object?
Public service, sir. I'll give you further.
Okay.
County dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
Four calls.
Four calls on an unidentified flying object.
Why not take a look? All right, we'll check it out.
You want me to call the air base and see if there's anything in the area?
I'll take a look.
I swear to God. You want to hear the call?
Come out here and coach
you. You want to hear the call? Wait a minute. I'm going to let you hear the call if you think I'm lying.
I believe you.
No, I swear to God. Listen.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Listen to this one.
What's that?
My God. That's an unidentified object.
Here.
Midway through the block.
They're telling me this too, but I mean, it's probably some weather balloon or something. You know what I mean? They're checking the area, but I really, these UFO calls are getting out of hand.
I don't know what it is.
If it was, what the hell did they come to Liberty for? There's no intelligent life in Liberty. Come on now. We're telling everybody they're doing a sequel to the what's that new Star Trek movie? Generation.
Yeah. Louis Green, no noise.
No noise.
And it was low flying and took off.
Oh, come on.
Fifth Avenue.
Are you serious? It's driving up Fifth Avenue Extension. Now, no, but.
Not driving.
Oh, Christ.
Not driving. Are you flying? It came down and just zooped over it with a big glowing object.
Wow, we got four calls on it. The last guy said it was a fighter plane. So you tell me that I would do a big news story on the water in Liberty and the effects on the people, because these people are clearly afflicted. But I appreciate the tip. I'll let them know some more on it. I dispatched it because God only knows, my luck, it would land here, abduct some people, and I would be in trouble for not dispatching.
I was impressed because I heard the way you dispatched it, and I said she's trying real hard not to break.
And I'm working with the biggest jokers on the force tonight, so it's real hard not to.
Lucky.
Well, if we do run into a UFO, I swear I will call you personally.
Okay?
We'll give you an exclusive. Okay. Right.
Bye-bye.
County Dispatch.
This is Liberty Police.
That's you, Wynn. Pardon me?
Am I calling the Liberty Police?
What you need, ma'am?
I wonder, have you had anyone call you about a strange plane or airplane or something in the air?
Yeah, they're checking it out.
Yeah, I just saw it on Samson Road.
Where?
On Samson Drive.
Okay.
I was coming down Samson Drive. It was almost, it looked like it was, I don't know what it was, if it was a flying saucer or what it was. It wasn't an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It was not an airplane. It was down awfully low.
Are you the same lady that called Channel 33?
No.
Okay. All right.
You must have had calls, other calls in on it, huh?
Yeah, not many, a couple.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
What did it look like, ma'am?
It was like almost like an iridescent color. It was like a bluish purple, you know, it was like a long streak. You know, like it had fire coming out of the back of it.
Okay.
You know, maybe it was, I don't know what it could have been, if it was I know it wasn't an airplane.
Okay, ma'am, I'll let them know.
All right.
All right, bye.
998 radio.
Any good?
CC spot me, said it appeared to be hovering about 50 feet off the ground, heading towards Fodham Hutch, and so I'm going to be checking that area. It's supposed to be a large object with a lot of lights on it.
Sir, I have another report on Samson Drive, and also we've been advised by caller to the media. Media informed us it was a red, it was a blue-green object hovering, no noise. It was in the area of Fifth Avenue Extension.
I'll go that. That Fifth Avenue Extension just came in.
This is just in now.
98.
And then it got.
I see some lights. It's over one block from me. I'm going to try to get over there. I got to go down the street here. It's a large object, whatever it is.
996, are you in the area? 925, do you want to head over to that area?
Traffic.
Repeat your traffic.
Copy, I'm in the area. Where do you see that, though? I just got a glimpse of it. I could see, I'm on Samson right now. I could see it heading by Fifth Avenue on the other side. I could see some lights up in that area.
Yes, sir.
Brian from Liberty Township Police Department in Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah.
We have reported some flying object in our jurisdiction, in our area, above the Sampson Drive, Fifth Avenue extension area. I could not give you any kind of traffic, you know, direction that would help you know that area. Do you know of anything that should be in our airspace this time, close to the ground?
Right
this
now,
is not a prank phone call, I swear. You can call me back to verify.
Look at the radar scope, and I go 60-mile diameter of Youngstown, and there is nothing out there.
Oh, shit.
Not even anything up high.
We've got five accounts, five calls in on this.
Yeah.
Something's flying in our area, and it's low to the ground. Would you be able to monitor, like, a Cessna or something with a light on it?
Well, you know, if it was, do you mean visibly?
No, with the radar.
Oh, with the radar, it depends on how high it is and where they are. You know, if it's low radar coverage, so there isn't any.
Okay, now I have to go there and tell them something, and I don't want to say you couldn't find anything. Is there any, like, clause I might use that it might be, like, a personal aircraft or something that might be used at night or something?
Could be. Could be, you know, it could be anything. As far as you know, any kind of helicopter traffic or anything down low, they don't have any kind of requirements to
officer
coming into the airport here.
Okay, so you have no communications with helicopters. It could be something like that.
Yeah, it could be a helicopter.
Okay.
The helicopter's particularly flying low.
All right, I'm buying this 100%. But
are you, you know, is that location anywhere near a hospital?
We are close to a hospital, but the location is away from, it's as low as they said it was to the ground, it would be approximately 5 miles away from the hospital.
Yeah.
We're closer to, that end of town is closer, like, out towards the Vienna line, Vienna Air Base area, and that's what I thought maybe it was related to.
Yeah, we haven't had anything going on, you know, nothing coming from that direction.
Okay. Then I'm going to
I just go out here northbound, climbed up high, and nothing's going on around here.
Okay, I am going to advise you of this. You could take it and file it in your G and in your garbage can if you want to. We've got accounts of this. Hold on 1 second for me. Okay, I've got 4 to 6 calls. Hold on 1 second. Smart ass. Okay, at this time, I've had 4 to 6 calls come in about a lit object, blue-green lights, hovering above the area of Sampson Drive and Fifth Avenue. The object was low to the ground, did not make any noise, hovered there for some time, and then continued moving down the Fifth Avenue extension road. My unit was out. He caught something he thought was red. Somebody described it as the end of a fighter pilot plane. I don't know what the hell kind of lines of continuum they're drawing here. I don't see any, but this is what I was advised of, so I wanted to call.
Okay, well, you know, I was downstairs in the radar room. I went down the finder with some phone numbers. We have some 800 numbers as far as, you know, identified flying object reports and things like that. If you wish, you can call, during business hours tomorrow.
I don't know.
I don't see anything out there. Nothing on the radar scope. I haven't seen anything. And, you know, we don't really do anything with the information.
Okay. I thought I'd pass along in case somebody was maybe flying without permission and, you know, night flying or something like that. I didn't know what was going on, but as long as I've done my job passing it along, and I don't want to sound like a crackpot, but that's what we've got in so far. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
998 radio.
998, good.
Sir, I'm going to quit. I don't see anything right now. What I saw, I have no idea what I saw. It just might have been just a light up in the sky. I don't know. Be in service.
Copy.
925,
good.
You may want to advise the surrounding jurisdiction to stop and interrogate if they come across us.
Copy. County dispatch.
Hi. It's Sodom Hutchins Road and Sampson Drive out in Liberty.
Yes, ma'am.
I wonder if I heard on the scanner where they were looking for that big blue.
Right, ma'am.
Yeah, did they find anything yet?
Not yet. The dispatcher for Liberty Township right now, she's speaking with the air base to see if they have possibly something in the area at this time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I heard on scanner. I thought it was one of them flying saucers since it wasn't very far from the ground.
Well, that's why she contacted them in case it would be a
news
balloon
media
or something
in
like
on that.
I beg your pardon?
Did they call the news on that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought I heard in the scanner that they did. But they think it might be from the air base.
Right. As I said, the Liberty Dispatch is on the phone right now speaking with the airbase.
They think that's where it's from.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Bye-bye. We've contacted the FAA administration, and one, they've advised nothing on the radar scope within a 60-mile radius of Youngstown. They did advise they have no communication with any helicopters or any private-owned vehicles, air vehicles.
98, they're not aware of anything then, right?
Negative. He checked the radar and advised negative, nothing on the radar within a 60-mile radius of the Youngstown area. Again, he did verify they have no contact with any helicopter or private owned vehicles that might be in the area.
Okay.
We are continually getting calls on this, so.
What's the area?
Still Sanford Fifth Avenue.
We're right there. I don't see anything up in the air now. How long do these calls come in?
This just in within two.
This is air radio. It's only visible to certain people, the people with scanners. 98 radio.
Good.
If you get any more calls, try to get an address. I'd like to speak to the people making the call, please.
Copy.
998 radio.
98, good.
You'll be on
58.
98.
98, good.
Yeah, I'm okay now. I'll be back in service.
59.
I'll also be in service. Phases are disarmed at this time.
Back to the UFO, I saw it.
Did you really?
What if it was red? I don't know. These people saying it's blue. I pull up to this.
County just
saw it,
too.
He goes, hey, this thing's hovering right over Sodom Hutchins. It just came over my house, right? I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah, right? Then you tell me you got a report of it on Fifth Avenue Extension, right?
Yeah.
I'm right by Patty Metzinger's house, and I look towards Fifth Avenue Extension.
Uh-huh.
You could see a red glow up in the sky. It was huge. It was like huge.
See, but they're telling me blue-green because the media called. This woman was crying hysterically. She's like, oh, my God. And she's screaming, and they're like, oh, God. And they call me, and I'm laughing it off because I can't, you know, I'm not going to cause a panic.
We are on dope or something. I see this, right?
No, because Toby, I swear to God, we got 7 to 8 calls on this UFO.
We're doing their scanning us.
No, I'm telling you what, they were coming in at the same time. They were coming at the same time.
Well, anyway, I see this.
And the county saw it. Somebody from the county saw it.
Really?
I think Pete Lusick saw it because he came across his channel and he goes, you see that big fucking thing in the sky with the lights? And first we thought they were making fun of us, but they went to another channel to do it because they didn't want to be on their main.
Well, with me, I saw this big red thing glowing in the sky.
Well, that's what the guy said. He said it looked like fighter pilot lights in the back of the tail of a bomber.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
And I said, well, maybe it's a weather balloon. Well, I called up, and Toby, I swear to you, I was laughing it off, and I thought, well, he's going to say weather balloon or something, but he says, no, I don't. He goes, we have nothing. Because we have, and he's trying to give me numbers to report it, and I'm saying no. I don't want any numbers. He's going, well, he goes, you know, I don't have anything at a 60-mile radius of Youngstown. He goes, I'm looking at the radar right now.
Well, this thing wasn't more than about 50 feet off the ground.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, this is low to the ground. I said, you might not pick it up. I said, you know, and I said, he goes, well, maybe it's a helicopter. I said, well, I heard from 4 people something that low to the ground would be making a hell of a noise.
This thing wasn't making no noise.
I know.
Because I rolled down, when I saw the glow, rolled down my window, I didn't hear a sound. The only sound I heard was my car.
Well, was it moving or was it just...
Yeah, it was glowing. It was moving. You could see it like up in the air glowing and getting further away from me. That's, I had to go all the way down Overbrook and cut over to get on Fifth Avenue. As soon as I turned on Fifth Avenue, I didn't see it.
Did Bob see it?
No.
Did Steve see it?
No. I'm the only one that saw it.
There's about 10 other people in Liberty who are just swearing up and down. They saw a UFO.
The media probably have something.
Oh, they'll have a ball with it, because, I mean, they called already.
Really? What did they say? Did you guys locate anything?
Yeah, well, they're like, people are serious. They're very upset. And I'm like, well, it's got to be a weather balloon or something. And I knew it wasn't a weather balloon, because they, you know,
well,
FAA would know about it.
Frosty said it was green and blue lights?
Green, well, no. The media said it was green and blue lights. I had a man who said it was... He said, the thing is, it's quite huge and it doesn't make any noise.
Yep, that's what I saw.
And I said, well, I said, could it be like a weather balloon? He goes, no. He goes, these lights are incredibly bright. And he goes, and this thing's just hovering. It's not moving. And I said, well, maybe it's a private plane or something.
This thing, whatever it was, lit up, I mean, literally, lit up. You could stand, if you were underneath it, you could see it would be like daylight, but red light.
Well, I logged it. I know this is coming back up. I know everybody and their brother's going to be calling tomorrow. And I'm like, I logged it.
Did I saw it? Oh, my God.
No, I didn't log you saw it. But you know what? They'll be pulling that tape. We're all going to get our asses shoved. You watch, federal government will come out here and go, okay, we're going, oh, little green men, Santa Claus, flying Christmas tree, all this shit on the channel. We're all going to get our asses in a grinder. Maybe I won't. So, I don't know. If it was a UFO, it's logged, you know. But, I mean, you saw it. If you
saw it.
Well, what did you think it was? What did you really think it was?
I don't know. I didn't hear me. I came across it. So whatever it is, it's big.
But you know what? I know you play. You know what I mean? I know you joke around. That's what I said.
I wasn't joking. I was not joking.
For a minute, it didn't sound like you were. I mean, you were laughing, and then all of a sudden, you weren't laughing. And I thought, well, maybe he's trying to make me, like, think there's really this UFO there. And I was like, oh.
No, I wasn't joking. I saw the light. I saw a large red light up.
Hold on 1 second. Howling guy, I think I'm a UFO expert. He was talking to me. You want me to let you go?
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye. County Dispatch, may I help you?
Yeah, it's Howling 433.
Hey, 433.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
Liberty was spotting earlier.
Oh, cut it out.
No, I'm serious. We've been watching it for about 10 minutes now.
Your ass.
No, I'm serious.
Man.
Go straight out your door.
Hold on, Rick.
I'm on Hanhide.
Where is it at?
I'm on Hanhide, okay?
Come get me. I want to go see this. Is it outside? Can I, like, see it from here?
Oh, you'll see it.
Here,
I can't believe it.
Plug into me. All right, I'm going to go out and look at it now.
All right, if you're up high enough, it's straight east of you.
It's east of me?
Straight east of you. Look straight
which,
up.
Which way do I go when I, okay, I'm up.
You know where Kane Drive is across from the hospital?
So plug in for me. I'm going to go out. Liberty, get Howlin' Liberty. I'm going to run out. Stay on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, I'm coming back. I'll tell you if I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Mikey, do you got a copy of your seat? Yeah, that thing has not moved in 10 minutes that I've been watching it. Come up on Hanhide and start south off of King's Grave if you're on Hanhide. Come on down, you'll see me park. I've been watching this thing through my binoculars. I can't quite make it out. It changes colors from white to red to green. You know, those are colors of planes, but this sucker has not moved. It hasn't gone any direction since I've been watching it. It's a good 10 minutes.
It's an alien.
Yeah, it's an alien, all right.
Prove it.
Hello.
She went outside. She was back in a minute.
Okay. I couldn't believe it. I was just putting by my house, and I looked over, you know, laughing, we think it, because we had one 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over, and I said, oh, here's a plane coming in to land, you know, because I'm used to seeing those. This thing has not moved in 10 minutes.
Huh.
And it's too bright and too low, and it changes colors to be a star.
It's an alien that came down to steal all our Christmas presents.
Yeah, I wish. Hang
maybe
on
it's
second.
Santa Claus.
Go ahead, 429.
Where are you at?
You see my car down on Hanhide, about half to a quarter of a mile, somewhere in there, down from
okay.
King's Grave.
Okay, you got a pretty good view out here on King's Grave. How old is it?
Okay, you see it? I mean, I got a perfect view where I'm at. I just can't quite make it out through my binoculars.
I got me my headset.
Can you go to 14?
Right, I'm on public service too, so hang on, I'm trying to juggle mics. Okay, I'm on 14. You got a copy?
Yeah, it looks like I'm getting pretty close here, but I can't really judge how far out it is, you know?
Oh, I've been stationary since I called you. You know, however long it took you to come from over on the west side, that bugger has not moved.
Yeah, well, I'm going over 11 right now, and looks like I'm starting to maybe get next to it here.
No, see it down over here just above the trees. So big, yeah. Okay, has it moved any? It looked like it might have flickered a little in that because it's moving slightly.
It's moving. I would think the earpiece could get a pretty good eye on it.
Okay, Mikey's up here with me now. He's looking through the binocs. It looks like it might have moved just slightly because it moved from one side of a tree to another. But it's still visible right here where we're at.
Over around 11.
Around 11. It's about the ridge already. The ridge of the air base.
You say you're at Ridge at the air base. Okay, it should be south of you, right?
Yeah, so.
Looks like it's doing circles.
Yeah.
But,
this is a movement.
I'm
what area is it in?
Huh?
What area?
Hang on one sec. Dave, Davies, what area do you think it's in now? Hang on a minute. Okay, where you're at and where I'm at, I'm about a half a mile south of King's Grave on Henhide.
Henhide, half a mile south of King's Grave.
It's still a little bit south of me, so where are you at as far as on Ridge Road?
Do you guys have to take pee tests and all of that one? Because we went outside, we didn't see anything.
But I don't know where I got to go.
They all see it. We're all on Henhide. We didn't see it.
Okay, well, we're on Henhide north of Kane. Okay, there's a brand new house under construction, and we're watching it right through the empty field.
You're seeing it through the field?
Yeah, we're seeing it. All our cars
are parked out. What color is it? Because I got three
of them. It ranges from like a whitish red to pulsating greenish lavender.
Do you see any red? It was a whole red light. He said it looked like.
Well, from the distance, I mean, I can't tell. My binoculars are a cheap set of binoculars. I thought I saw some red. Let me check with Dave from his angle. Do you see red and green on it? Hey, Dave, from your angle,
I'll call the airport.
Is it pulsating red and green?
I'm telling you, we went outside, we didn't see anything.
Yeah, what?
I'm calling the air base again.
Okay.
Hold on. Just stay on the line.
Move. I'd gladly come down, pick you up in the car, and bring you.
I don't want to see it. Come get me.
All right.
Come get me.
All right.
I'll be outside. All right.
Okay.
All right. I need a break. He's going to take me to see it. I don't believe this. Where's the number I had before? Here it is. Come on, FAA. Yes, sir. This is Rain again from the center here in the 911 center. I called you about Liberty Township.
Yes,
the darn thing is in Howland Township now, and it's hovering over a site. Do you show anything at all on your radar screen in the Warren area?
In Howland Township.
Howland Township.
And it's hovering where?
Hovering over a Henhide in Howland Township, about 5 minutes here from the center.
Well,
they're seeing this. They're watching this thing. It goes 50 feet from the ground. There's blue and green lights. Some people say they see a red holding light. Hovers about 50 feet from the ground with no noise. We've had this all night.
Looking to the west. Yeah, I don't see anything. I'm 70 feet in the air.
I'm going about to look for this right now. My unit's coming out there. Tell me when he's out here.
Okay, let me get a pair of binoculars. Let me call
Can you
back.
Check that? Let me give you a number to contact, 675-2549.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
I'm going to look at it now myself.
All right.
Bye.
Talking about the thing that looked like a UFO or whatever. Who was it?
That was a joke.
No, we've had.
We know.
We got eight calls earlier.
Yeah, Liberty was telling us about
it. Yeah.
And
we got calls last night on it, too.
Pete told, I said something to Pete. I said, yeah, it's probably altered. Now, how's the UFO going to be detected on radar when it's a self?
I could only hear bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
So, yeah, we got like eight calls on it earlier.
But I told Pete, I said, think about it. For 40 years, you heard about UFOs, and they never had one on radar. They got to be self.
Yep, exactly.
I said, they'll never get them on radar.
Yeah, who knows? Actually, Royanne called out to the airport to see if they were picking anything up, around the area, and they said they hadn't seen anything. But we got, if you get one call or something like that, you don't think anything of it. We got like eight different calls from different people on it, so.
That's hard to say. The winter months, you see a lot more shooting stars because, the sky's clearer or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And with the cold, they drag on.
Right. And when I left station tonight, there was one good one to come down. I mean, it was way down, still way bright.
Huh.
And that's what Pete was. He was just joking about that because I told him, I saw that shooting star.
Yeah. They were like, beam me up, Captain Kirk.
Yeah. So that's probably what they're saying.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
All right, yeah, well, I'll make a note of that for whoever else, comes out tomorrow, whatever. Maybe, hopefully she won't start up again, but just in case.
Well, you might just want to keep a note of that registration in case the guy's like an afternoon turn or somebody.
Right. County dispatch.
Yeah, is that a UFO they're looking for?
Huh?
Is that a UFO they're looking for?
Who's this?
This is Milton at the jail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seriously, we got like eight calls on it earlier.
You gotta be shit.
No, Hey, Leslie, would you believe Leslie if she said yes?
No.
Isn't that a UFO that we got like 8 calls on earlier today and they're looking at again? Leslie said yes.
It is. Be shit.
No, we got calls earlier tonight on it, and a couple different people, the officers said they saw it, and one of the Hound officers just said he saw it at King's Graves and Hen Hyde, hovering there for like 10 minutes. So who knows? It's pretty messed up. We got reports on some last night. We got reports on them tonight. So,
oopsie doopsie.
All quiet over there tonight?
Yeah.
See, you need to be over here where the interesting things happen.
Really? I'm going to go outside and take a look around.
Yeah, we went out from here and couldn't see, but it's hard because there's a lot of lights, you know. One of the Hound officers said it was like an area of Hen Hyde and King's Graves, though, hovering there for like 10 minutes, a big blue. What was it supposed to be, Rick? Blue and green? Let me see what color it was, hold on. Rick, what was it supposed to be, blue and green? It's supposed to be blue and green, I guess. We called out to the airbase earlier, and they said that they hadn't had anything on their radar. But if it's in the area of Hen Hyde and King's Graves, it would have to be showing up on their radar. You know, if there was something there.
Don't they have any fighter jets out there anymore?
Could you tell what they just said? Somebody just said something. I don't know what they said though.
All right, I'll let you go.
All righty. If I find out anything else, I'll call and let you know. All right. Bye.
433-429. Go ahead. Okay, is that moving down from where you're at? I'm going down to pick up another person.
Negative. I'm out at the airbase here. We're standing here watching.
Keep a visual on him. Let me know, because I want to pick this person up, but I'm about 30 seconds away from picking him up.
Okay, looks like he's just sitting here.
Okay.
433, subject's en route.
Where's the train? I'll be there in under 30 seconds.
See you right there?
998 radio. 998.
Stand by a second.
429, just still there. I'll be back in here in about 20 seconds.
Affirmative.
Okay, I got a visual on it.
98.
Are you coming out this way? I'm going to run up Old 82, run east on Old 82, because I got a visual on it down here by the
S-curve. Okay.
Okay, I could see a large red, blue, and green light up in the sky. It's east. I'm on Liberty. Going east. Stand by. See if we can get a better location. Palm Ravine, this thing's like going so fast, there's no way I could keep up with it. 998 to radio. When I pulled on Liberty, you could see it in the distance. And as I got closer, it was stationary and it started moving.
Which Liberty?
Liberty off of Belmont. I don't see it now. I'm down on Logan now. So it's going that direction.
Okay, 49, it's south of Old 82. I'm moving east now on it.
Okay, I'm still stationary up here at the airbase.
Anything else as far as movement other than pulsating?
Yeah, that's about all it's doing. I don't see it. 98, call the Air Force Base. See what they have going on.
Okay, 429, I haven't moved. I'm coming up to Belmont, and it's just still south of me. I'd say it's southeast.
That's affirmative. I was just looking at it through the binoculars. It looks like it has something protruding out the top of it. Closer to us?
Yeah, definitely closer than your location, because it's still south of me. It's southeast of Old 82.
Okay. Yeah.
Affirm, it's almost over the tracks now. Turn it into Hubbard now.
I see it now, too.
Okay, Dave, it looks like it's flickering more now, and it looks like it's running a little east of me now. I'm heading east on Old 82 from the center.
Okay, I got a pretty good view over here.
Something flickering is maybe a couple trees or clouds from my location, but I'm running dead east on it, turning well on it, just slightly north of us.
Okay, I heard Liberty had some traffic too in regards to that.
Well, we know they definitely saw something, because I know we're definitely seeing it.
No, it's extremely bright. I mean, it's really bright.
This thing is going pretty good. It's all the way into Liberty now. We're into Hubbard now, almost into the center.
I saw it real briefly. 998 to radio.
998.
How on reporting sightings?
That's affirmative.
Hey, Walter, chase it back.
back north. I want to see this thing.
Well, Frank, somehow it's going and how far it's visible, you should be able to see it.
I'm going to head out to 305 and I'll see if I can get a glimpse of it from there.
Okay.
2223 to control. 2223, good.
Okay, I get a visual on both of them. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
10-4. We have multiple departments right now that have sightings on it.
Okay, I got them both. I'm in the area of the county home. I got Howland, looks like it's in the area of Warner Road. And I got Liberties, it looks like it's down near Hubbard.
10-4. If you see it any closer and can identify it, let us know.
Affirmative.
Go ahead.
Down past 84 Lumber, still eastbound. And still just southeast of my location.
Okay, it doesn't seem like it's moved at all from where I'm at here.
Okay, are you out there by yourself or are you going to follow anything that's documented in the observation also?
Yeah, I'm at the airbase. I had the security guard out here.
He doesn't know what to make of it either.
Do you happen to get a visual on it?
Oh, yeah, we can see it from right here.
433 control. 433.
Yeah, it's a Liberty dispatcher, the outcome of the FAA inquiry.
Last check at radar at the airport. They're advising they have nothing on their screens. They're probably not going to tell us if there's anything anyway, if it's anything to do with the military.
No doubt.
Another Hangar 7 happened here in Trumbull County.
It's in Brookfield now.
998 radio.
998.
Okay, we could see it from 62. A large light. I don't know if it's changing color. I could see red in it. It just seems to be hovering right now.
That's what.
223 control.
Good.
Portable up at the home. I'm going to go up in a tower.
10-4. 433. Good. Did you hear anything from any of the Liberty units or maybe Youngstown?
Every agency in the county's got a visual on it that I can hear. Right now, control's copying that it's somewhere in Brookfield Township, east of 84 Lumber on Warren Sharon Road. Got a unit at the old county home on Rep 7 in Brookfield. Has a visual on it this time. Looks like it's going southeast.
Just pulled off almost to Brookfield 7 in the middle to do a binocular observation, and there's definitely a structure there. Unfortunately, what you saw, I can see an upper structure off the main point of the lighting.
Yeah, right. It almost looks like a little parachute hanging from it.
Right, yeah, something with a different colored lighting to it.
Yeah, right. 433, have you been looking at this thing through your binocular?
Rob, I've been trying to run as far east to get as close to, and get a good clear visual due to my old binoculars, and I just stopped, like I said, at Brookfield Center. Got halfway through, so look at it, that object that you described on top of it.
Yes, okay.
I'm running over towards New Eden to see if I can't go over that way, because I heard this topic about the old homes.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go on vacation.
Hi, this is Santa. 2223. What unit is that near Brookfield City?
The UFOs avoid Cortland.
It's another agency in the town, in the county.
Okay. Is anybody close to that thing?
Last seen, it was southeast from 84 Lumber in that area.
Okay, Cortland, if you come up on 46, you should be able to see it without any problems. All right, pick it up on North River Road.
I have 305 and 11 sitting on the overpass. I don't see anything.
I'm at Fowler Ridge. How high up are we talking here above the horizon?
Not very far. If you're in a tree line, we'll probably block your view.
Okay.
Hey, will I be able to see it from 11 if I go south on 11?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Where, in Area 82 or King Graves or where?
Look up towards King's Graves. Aim yourself right towards the air base.
All right. I think it's shot down 11. 2223, check up.
2223, okay. I'm clear from the homes. Might get closer to it.
Okay, what's your last location?
Repeat.
What was your last location that you saw it? Where is it at right now?
Right where you said it. Looks like it's right around here, 84 Lumber. I'm going to head down New 82. I'll advise you.
10-4, give me a registration when you can.
Yeah, we better get back.
98 to radio.
998.
All right. I don't know what this is. It's some large light in the sky. It seems to be changing color
10-4. 10-4, 459.
Hey, we got about this white light over top of the airbase?
Yeah, that's probably it.
That light isn't pulsating right there. It just looks, like a star or something up there.
How far are you from the airbase?
On 11, it's kind of like southeast of there. It looks to be rather high, though, not just over the tree line.
Well, it's not not much, probably. And stop out this way.
On 11. I don't have any way to get there.
Okay.
You heard from Wally, or did he get beamed up?
I don't know. I haven't heard. 432, what's your location?
433, check up. Control 433, check up. Probably won't keep him long. Control 433. Control to Howland 433. Control to Howland 433.
Good.
Their status.
We're down in the area. I don't think we can get out. We're on our way back.
Okay, 503.
Told you it wouldn't keep me.
33628.
Wings.
Like I said, even the UFOs won't go into Cortland.
Do you have any individual one that are going from your vantage point?
I went down to 82 to cross over north of 82 on 11, and the only thing I see is a white star out there. Man, and I were talking about it, looks like either Jupiter or Ceres, the star, one of the two. Nothing moving, nothing pulsating.
Okay.
I try getting a little more rest during the day.
Right. That kind of midnight, if I got a retro me over to another shit.
I was going to say, there goes a claim for shift rotation for administration.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I unless I'm looking at the wrong thing, Walt, I didn't see anything except that white light is kind of southeast of the airport.
Okay.
Keep driving, Walt. You'll find something.
See you, Baker.
Yeah.
All right, I talked to these guys. Everything's all right. They're going to go back to where they came from.
Who?
I can see him.
Did you see anything?
I got him right here. I'm looking at him.
What the hell is it?
Hold on a second. I got to turn my lights on before I get rear-ended.
Okay.
Well, I can see him from Warner Road. They're sitting stationary. I got three of them.
Uh-huh.
One is over, there, and then there's two kind of close together.
What do they look like?
Well, I'd like to say that they're just like flickering stars,
uh-huh.
Except I've got four discernible colors.
Uh-huh.
I got red, yellow, green, and blue, and the one just was like flashing. So if they're those planets those guys were talking about,
uh-huh.
Then they're planets with Christmas lights on.
You can see them?
I can see them. Not like clear as day. I don't see any wings or anything
uh-huh.
to keep them.
But you see lights.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Hold on a second.
Unreal. What are you doing?
That's what I mean. I mean, I can, without my binoculars, I can see red, yellow, green, and blue.
Okay.
I mean, they're way over there. They got to be way over in Cortland.
No. Did you hear Cortland on the air?
Yeah.
Even UFOs will come into Cortland.
I can't believe it.
He's killing me. So you're having an experience?
No, because I can't see. I mean, they're so far away, they look like stars.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like.
Well, the first calls we got from Liberty were they were like 50 feet above the ground.
Yeah, well, they could be on their way home.
All right. I think everyone else in this county should go home.
Yeah, I'm about ready to. This is weird. I had a beat on them from the tower. They were close. They got to be going away because they were closer than this. Now I'm looking at them. Oh my God.
What?
And they're not a plane because here goes a plane and I can see the plane and the plane is blinking red. And the fact that there's another plane. I think
they're scrambling planes out of SATCOM 1 to go check them out.
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh my God. I hope that's a plane. Oh, Jesus Christ, please be a plane. Oh, please.
What? What is it?
I ain't ready for this shit. Hold on. Little bitch, where'd you go? That's a plane. Oh, thank God. Well, I get nervous when they're coming right at me. There's three planes up there. I'll tell you what, they're flying from the Air Force Base.
Really?
Something's got to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hold on. I'm about to get drilled again.
Where are you?
Right here.
Wait, where are you?
Warner Road, south of Merwin Chase.
Really?
Four up there now. There's four planes.
Oh, okay.
what the fuck? No, I mean, the other things are still there.
Uh-huh.
But these are like, yeah, you fuckers.
Yeah, oh, what do you don't see them.
Frick. All right, what are we doing with this now, Pete?
Well, I have no idea.
Well, what? You know what? I can tell it's not in our airspace, so it ain't our call.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
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 Yes.
The Air Force Base will get back to you about what this possibly could be.
Negative. They advised did not show up on the radar.
25.
25, go.
Yeah, man, it's probably sure something that's from NASA down in Florida.
Negative, so we'll check for one.
Yeah.
98. Good.
Reports from all these local police departments, right, on this?
That's affirmative. They're all recorded. 98, one party advised this may be some kind of celestial planet showing during a meteor shower.
Okay. Just earlier, when we had that earlier call, what I saw was a planet, and it was close to the tree lines and gave off a big red light. It was almost like it was daylight, but red outside.
Copy. We'll document that. 549.
Sorry, dispatch.
Hey, big.
Yeah.
Hey, that thing with the Air Force Base and the radar?
The planet.
Do you remember ours last year?
No.
That we called the Air Force Base and they said, no, there's nothing going on. But then, I don't know who did it, they decided they called the National Weather thing, and the weather had it on their radar.
Don't ask me.
Well, you know, what I was just thinking, have you, like, who's ever, like, running the show out there?
Uh-huh.
Who's, like, really into this?
No.
Maybe nobody is?
Who's ever running the show out here is, like, laughing at all you guys out there.
Well, that's because they're in a closed building and we're out here looking at this.
Okay.
Okay. But no, what I'm wondering is maybe somebody might want to give the National Weather people a call. Because they're not going to classify shit. They'll call and say, yeah, this is a weepo phone. Like they did that last year. Hey, Pete, if you saw this, yeah, you'd be doing it too.
Really?
I'm serious.
Well, Jack said it's Venus.
Okay, well then, there's six of them.
No.
Yeah, she's right about that meteor shower thing.
Uh-huh.
Because when I was standing there, when I got off the phone with you, in 5 minutes, in this little space that I'm watching, there were six of them, whatever you call them, shooting star things. There's six of them, so they're there. But I don't know what it is, but...
I just wish it was cloudy.
Then we wouldn't see this.
Right, exactly.
Well, what gets me is, what was Liberty chasing then?
I have no idea.
Last time I heard, Venus really wasn't wanted anywhere. So, had no reason to run from the police.
Negative 15.
No 15s on Venus.
Just like my little, get a registration when you can.
Yeah, get a registration when you can. I'll tell you what, I couldn't see him well enough from the radar tower. I climbed up there. Then the fact that my legs went numb. It's a little bit too nippy to be climbing up that thing.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Well, I went up 3 flights and I thought, well, you know, as much as I like Star Trek, I don't like it this much.
Thank God.
But I went back down. I think it's the Enterprise. Oh, well.
All right, man.
Hey, have fun.
Ciao.
Okay, this much mail here.
Yeah, 4:36.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I got to look through this thing at a telescope.
Okay.
Okay, I think what we were looking at is a planet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but ironically, while everybody else was watching it, a couple of the Niles guys had a night vision scope. Some lady who says she lives in Liberty came up to them. They're down here on the strip.
Okay.
And asked them, are you guys tracking the UFO? And they looked at her and thought she was joking. She says, dead ass serious. She says the thing was in her backyard.
I'm telling you, I told you that woman said she was in her backyard.
Yeah.
She said, it was in my backyard, it was in the field, and she was having a fit about it. Would you please go from here, please?
So anyhow, she's telling them, and they said, well, is that what you saw? She turns around and looks at it. She goes, no. She goes, that's a planet. She goes, that's not what we saw.
This thing was red, and Toby said it was right near the ground. He said it lit up the sky.
Ah, okay.
And I'm like, well, it was pretty far away from all of us. You know, we really can't make a good determination, but there's that chance, you know.
Well, for about the last 35 minutes, we've been tracking this with a telescope, and it's moving in a set arc, you know, which would be with the rotation.
Okay.
It's a planet. Which one? God only knows. But it's a planet. It's not a star.
Well, we were all excited.
Oh, I know I was too. I think
that was something.
But definitely something else is, you know.
whatever, you know, I don't dispute what the lady's saying, but just thought it was funny that somebody came all the way down into Niles, either on her way to work or whatever.
Yeah, Ted, what the hell are you looking at now? That's not what I saw. No, Toby said, he said, you know, it was, there's no way that, he said that did not look what he, you know, look like what he saw.
Okay.
I do not know, you know, if it was the distance or what the situation was. But if that's a planet, that's a planet. It's pretty damn low, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, it was lower when we first saw it, and like I said, we've been sitting down here on the strip, just, you know, everybody's sitting still, not moving, and we, every so often, we had to adjust the telescope, so it's moving, but it's arcing in a set pattern, so it looks like it's stationary, other than it's a little higher, and, you know, like where I'm at right now, I can see it where before I know I wouldn't have been able to see, because I'm down here at the corners, you know, and that's even lower than the center. And I can see it now. So, oh well.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Very many more calls on it?
No, nothing else.
Well, we'll probably all have a lot of answers today.
I'll tell you what. It's enough for me. Thanks for calling.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.